AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The stormy weather is still threatening the nation's midsection. The same powerful storm system that spun off tornadoes has now shut down an interstate near Oklahoma City and stranded some residents in their homes in Stillwater, Oklahoma. The Storm Prediction Center's Bill Bunting says they've had reports of nearly 24 tornadoes in the southern plains states.
It was a very potent setup Monday. We had extreme amounts of instability, much more than we typically see in May, and very, very strong wind shear. And when you combine those two elements, it's really a volatile mixture. And the tornadoes that can result, the severe thunderstorms themselves, can be a bit stronger when you have those kinds of atmospheric conditions.
The stormy weather is expected to continue today in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, and Illinois. Just about an hour now until former White House lawyer Don McGahn does not show up before the House Judiciary Committee, defying a subpoena on orders of the president.
Former White House counsel Don McGahn was a key part of the special counsel's Russia probe, and the House Judiciary Committee subpoenaed him to testify this morning. His lawyer says McGahn will not on orders from the White House. It's another brazen attempt to block the investigations and has Democrats debating how to move forward. Judiciary Chairman Gerald Nadler favors a methodical approach in confronting the president, backed by Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Other Democrats, though, want to be more aggressive, saying impeachment hearings would make it easier to get information from the administration without actually voting to remove the president from office. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Italy's struggling airline Alitalia has canceled hundreds of flights because of a 24-hour strike by a transport union. Also today, Nicholas Cruz, the man charged with killing 17 people at a Florida school shooting, will be in court. This is AP Radio News. Head football and track coach Keenan Lowe is talking about tackling a gunman Friday at Park Rose High School in Portland, Oregon.
I lunged for the gun, put two hands on the gun, and he had his two hands on the gun, and obviously the students are, running out of the classroom and screaming, and I'm just making sure that barrel of the gun isn't pointing towards them or towards me, and I was able to wrestle it away and kind of save the day.
Nobody was hurt. Lowe says he told the teenager he was there to save him, that his life was worth living. The suspect, a 19-year-old, pleaded not guilty yesterday to having a weapon in a public building. A man in Virginia is under arrest, accused of tying a pit bull to a fence in a park, covering it in accelerant and setting it on fire. The dog died days later. The man is charged with animal cruelty. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.